Sorry, but you can't come in. Strict orders. After hours.
Halt!
What's the matter with you?
Nuts.
You're drunk.
Nobody but him, sir. He said his name is Orkins. Jim Orkins. He works in the warehouse. But you can't tell anything about the rest of what he says. He just babbles, sir. Something about living lightning and balls of fire. He ain't drunk, sir, so he must be crazy.
Excuse me, sir, but that's against orders. I can't leave. I'm to guard this gate, sir. If I desert my post, it's court-martial.
How do I know you aren't a spy?
Captains don't go around making privates break the orders of the day. If you got business in the plant, why was I told to keep everyone out? Why didn't they tell me to pass Captain Taylor? I got a duty here. I'll do it if it kills me. So help me, sir.
Sergeant O the God.
I won't leave. Say, mister, my arms are getting tired. I'll be a perfect angel.
Private Pember, sir. Company A, 110th Infantry.
Yes, sir. I guess you are right, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you'd like to dig, Mr. Orkins. It'll keep your mind off them things.
Something's wrong, sir. Orkins is throwing a fit.
Norden held his hand over Orkins' mouth, but it made Orkins worse.
I think it's serious, sir.
Norden escaped, sir. The dirty so-and-so cracked me over the head with a trench tool and got away. He went toward the factory, sir. He didn't knock me out, just a glancing blow. I was too dazed to stop him, but I saw him running toward the factory.
Yes, sir. They're coming back. Give them hell, boy. You spawn of hell.